three prospects and a couple of vets. Oh, Smith, look out below.
Corey Teleba of No Ceilings. I'm here with the G League Ignite's Tyler Smith. We're going to break down some film today, chop it up. So, Tyler, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come chop it up, man.
Yep, thanks for having me.
For you know, anybody who maybe hasn't seen you play before, isn't familiar with your game, how would you describe your game?
I'm a stretch 4 or 5. I can shoot the ball, pick and roll, weak side shot block, and I'm getting better at switching on defense, so that's a good thing also. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there's something else that you can do, and we're going to start getting into your film here. You know, I think you might undersell your bounce a little bit, because you could put some people on a poster too. Yeah. So take me through this play and what you're seeing and when you knew you were about to go get one.
I mean, so over the course of the year, earlier in the year, I would just pop on that. But coach made me keep telling me in my ear, you're 6'10", you could do more than just shoot the ball. So, I mean, I've been getting a lot more dunks like this just rolling. And I seen him coming over, so I was like, I got to get one. I never caught a 2-foot body this year, so I got to get one.
Yeah. And he's coming over late, right? So like, at that point, like, you know, he probably made a bad business decision. He probably should have just not even jumped at that point. But yeah, I mean, look, when I went to see you in that game in New Jersey, and then I saw you again at the OTE Pro Day, your athleticism was something that really popped. Like, you know, I think in the layup lines, you're doing like windmills and stuff. And I'm like, damn, like dude is huge. And he's got crazy, you know, fluidity and bounce. And I think that when you do attack the hoop and roll like that, and we're gonna see another one.
Yep.
And that's Taylor Hendricks.
Yeah.
You know, top 10 pick, known for his shot blocking. Yeah. So now this makes you unpredictable as a scorer, right? So take me through this one, because when you see a guy like Taylor, you've gone up against a guy like Jairus Walker too.
Yeah.
When you see these guys who are top 10 picks, do you take those matchups maybe a little more personally?
Way more personal. I'm trying to be where they are right now. So, I mean, you got to do what you can to be in their position. So, I mean, yeah.
You might have to freeze frame that. You might have to sign it and send me the the signature, right? So, but you mentioned, you know, coach is telling you not to pop all the time, but that is such a big part of your game and the appeal of you as a prospect, right? Like the thing that you're going to be able to do right away is stretch the floor on an NBA team. So, you know, when you're shooting it well, what are the things that you're kind of doing like mechanically that you feel confident shooting?
So first off, in the beginning of the season, I'll fade out of my shot a lot. So I started watching John Jenkins on our team shoot. He would have his base set like squared. So that's why I started taking from him, and his whole body would be like face towards the rim. So I took that and just have my base right. So I feel like I made more of my shots this year like that.
Yeah, staying on balance.
Yeah.
And then you got that beautiful follow through. You kept it there. A lot of guys will snake bite shots.
Yeah.
You know, like pull it away at the last second. You're pointing right at the rim. That's a beautiful, beautiful shot. But you're more than, you know, just a like a standstill guy. And at what are you, 6'11", right? Like, right? Like here you are. You're coming off movement here.
Yeah.
That's pretty slick. Is that this movement stuff's kind of new to your game?
It's not really new. It's always been there. It's just coach put me in a position just to start showing it now, just showing it off. And I'd be working on that stuff every day in practice. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that's hard for bigs to chase. Obviously, you know, that's an action you might see with a guard, a guy like John, who's got a strap, right? Like, but for bigs and, you know, that's tough and a little lack of communication there. Splash. And this next clip, but you got a little off the bounce stuff, a little off the bounce, a little step back here, right? Yeah. Foot on the line. Could have stepped back a little bit more.
I did that twice that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at that hand. You're pointing right there, like that follow through again. So I think one of the things that I like about your game even when you're doing stuff like this, when you're not just like catch and shoot, pick and pop.
Yeah.
You have a game where you kind of thrive in like the simplicity. Like it's almost like King of the Court style, like three dribbles or less.
Yeah.
And it's like a mature you know, approach to basketball, because, you know, a lot of guys like to dance with the rock. So, but is this stuff on the ball stuff? Because there's so many mouths to feed on this Ignite team. Like, you got so many guys that can cook. So you see a lot of flashes with you, but is this stuff that you think that you're going to be capable of consistently at the next level?
Yeah, for sure. Because over the last 2 years, not too many people noticed, but like, I could actually like do more like dribble and stuff like that. But I just keep my game simple because that's where I thrive at. And these last few months, I've been watching a lot of MPJ, just watching his game and what he does, just parts of it. So, I mean, I feel like that's what's been helping me too. Same player my size, do that stuff.
Yeah, that's an interesting comparison. And that's another dude who could really shoot it, versatile, right? And even him, like, he doesn't really get too deep into his bag. He'll bust some stuff out, but he's efficient with that. So I think he's a really great guy to look at. And he's playing such an integral role, champion, right? Yeah. Like, playing off of two heavy on-ball usage guys. So I definitely think that's a good guy to watch. Are there any other guys that you watch in the NBA that you can kind of try to model your game after?
Yeah, I watch a lot of Raptors, Chris Bosh, actually, because I wanted to start like doing more mid-post stuff, just so my versatility and just for me to just get more like looks and help others get open. So I started watching him a lot, like towards the beginning of the year, because I started getting that comparison a lot. So watching him, Jabari Smith a lot too.
They both got that mid-post game, right? Like, they hit the little mid-post fades. Toronto Chris Bosh was tough. You know, a lot of people remember, especially younger guys like you. You might maybe remember the LeBron years.
Yeah.
Toronto Chris Bosh was tough.
Yeah, I started hearing a lot about that this year. So I started watching him, especially during the summer, just watching straight Chris Bosh highlights.
But, you know, when you do get into the league early on, I mean, this is going to be your bread and butter. Again, another just a little pick and pop. And we saw earlier you rolled to the rim. And now this is the kind of stuff where you mix it up. That's going to allow you to kind of make your defender have to think a little bit more. You're not necessarily always doing the same thing. And then it's going to open up. We saw earlier and now here again, more of that bounce.
Yeah.
Got up. You tell your guards like, hey, just throw it up there.
Yeah. They know I could go get it. So, I mean, they just end up throwing it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we got to run that back. We got to pause it right when you're at your peak. I mean, you're like top of the square there. You got some bounce. You got some bounce. But it makes you a versatile offensive threat. And the more situations that you can put yourself in, I think the more situations that, you know, you're going to be able to be effective and find minutes and ways to contribute on the floor. Now, the other thing, and this is an area I think that you can improve on because you have really good touch, is these little floater areas. Because a lot of times now you're rolling hard. Guys don't want to end up on a poster.
Yeah.
They might come and play you a little bit higher up to prevent that. So, you know, do you work on these little shots like in practice?
Oh, yeah. Like, especially offhand, because a lot of people don't know I'm ambidextrous. So, like, you know, got to start making those more. But, yeah, I work on those every day, especially since then. Yeah.
And then even – you know, I mean, this is a pretty clean look, but you got options as a passer in the short roll too, right? Like, you got the two guys digging down really deep. And I think that from bigs, you know, I think Draymond is a guy who made it really popular. You know, Bam is really good at it, right? Like, that little short roll pass is another way to be really effective and make defenses pay. And, do a really good job. Quick read here. That's what that looks like right now. Now, not only are you a threat as a scorer, but now they got to worry about over rotating and over helping because it might lead to kickouts.
Over the course of the season, just playing in the G League, like how fast the pace is, I feel like you pick up on stuff faster.
So instinctually.
Just getting the reads down, especially all the games we play here, it just makes it easier.
Yeah. So this is just kind of instincts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and good court awareness too, because you know exactly where your guys are, right? So, yeah that's a really, really nice pass. Now, I want to switch over to the other side of the ball again. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, one of your strengths is being able to use that athleticism that we saw on the offensive end as a dunker to come over from the weak side and kind of protect the rim. So defensively, off the ball, what are you reading on this possession?
I mean, so I see my guy stay right there, and then it's called a pill switch. So, I mean, once he set that pick right there, I'm supposed to stay. Mm. And I see him wide open right there, so I have to block it off the pill switch. So,
yeah, and you do a really good job communicating, too. Like, you can see it on the screen. Like, you're pointing it out, you're talking, and, you know, it leads to a really great contest. So, how much as the big – because, like, offensively, the point guard is the quarterback. But defensively, especially when you're playing the five, you kind of turn into the quarterback, right? So, how important is that communication?
I mean, it's very important, especially playing with grown men. You know, anybody can get posterized, embarrassed at any point. So you can't let that happen to your teammate. So, I mean, you got to be vocal every chance you get.
Yeah. I feel like being vocal is something that, you know, young players, it's hard for them to develop. Because you're especially, you know, in the G League, everything's moving so fast. You're just trying to keep up with the speed of the game, right? But now you're settled in, you're comfortable. And you get vertical too, use that length. Do you know how long your wingspan is?
7'1". Yeah, 7'1".
Yeah. Yeah. 7'1" wingspan will do that, right? You come up a little soft, you send that back down your throat, right? Now, you know, you're not just a help guy.
Yeah.
This is a really I really like this possession. You know, you said you're kind of working on this kind of stuff, looking to improve. But this is a really good possession. Switch, you know, you're on a guard, smaller guy, flip your hips, and then you use that length to kind of contest. So when you are matched up in these situations with these guards, what are you trying to do to make things tough?
Usually when a lot of bigs switch on guards, you know how they stick their hand down and stuff like that. Just I try to not be as jumpy so I can show that I can switch. I might need to sit down a little more right there.
Yeah, I'll work on that. Sit down a little, right? Yep.
Yeah. But, I mean, just not be too jumpy because, I mean, I can use my length, have my hands out just to contain just because I know I can end up blocking the shot at one point. So, either I'm going to have to pass it or try to lay it up over me, and he's smaller than me, so I'm most likely going to block it. So,
yeah, like you said, not being too jumpy and, you know, not being too reactive because a lot of those guys will, you know, they're crafty, they'll, especially at the next level. I mean, you might be lined up on an island with, like, Kyrie. And, you know, you gotta stay grounded in situations like that. Sure. But you've had, you know, a lot of good moments in these switches and here. Good job containing and forcing a guy into a mid-range shot. So what are you trying to take away on this possession?
I mean, the clock was going down. So all I do is contain and have my teammates behind me. So, I mean, if I use my length, keep my arm out, it's going to take them longer to see the rim. Or if you try to shoot over me, is most likely like it's harder to make it over a taller person like that. So I mean, to keep my hand out.
And that's the exact area that you want to force a shot into, right? Like that mid-range area, like, hey, if he makes that shot, good defense, hand in his face, like clap it up, tell him to do it again. Right.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that I think is, you know, pretty normal for, you know, a young player to go through.
Yeah.
I think playing with more physicality on the perimeter, especially against big guys, right? Like, you know, Pete Nance, a big dude, skilled. You're getting up in his shirt, but he kind of just bumps you. So, you know, adjusting to that physicality, how would you kind of guard this possession differently if you can get it back?
I mean, now that I played this many games, I feel like I could take that now. Well, I know I can take it now. But, I mean, this was like early. This was like December, so my second month in the G League. So you know how that goes, like just different physicality, getting used to it from high school. But I feel like I would have done the same thing. Just I would have hit him first, like put my body in him first more. So it'd be harder for him to score it, for sure.
I think that's a good point, right? Meet him and embrace that contact to take it. And as you continue to develop and get stronger, I think that you know, that's just going to be second nature. Now, one of the more difficult aspects of defense, right, is kind of guarding in like team concepts and, you know, being an off-ball defender. So What would you do differently here if you can get this one back?
Yeah, this was just one of the first year mistakes. Just not help off a strong side. I should have known better, but I should go back to my man because I know he's a shooter, and you can't leave a shooter open like that. Because at the next level, you coming out. So, I mean, got to not help off strong side.
Yeah, but that's kind of the good thing about the Ignite program, right? Like, you get to play through this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, where, I mean, maybe, you know, at the next level, you're a rookie, you know, you're in the NBA, maybe, you know, you might sit down on the next one, but you get to learn and kind of play through that stuff. Yeah. Now, do you, like, when you see that, is this a lot of stuff where you go and you watch film and you're like, oh, you know what, next time I'm not going to do that?
Yeah, I watch a lot of film on that type of stuff, especially on defense, because defense, I feel like that's all I have to get out back, just be on the court at the next level. So, I mean, just like honing in on that, like, I feel like that helped me a lot.
I'm going to play this, you know, one last clip, because I think this possession all around was really good from you. I mean, you're competing, you're being physical. Orlando Robinson's a big dude. You're switching, active hands, and then, you know, ultimately you come over. I think you get a piece of it. Maybe Manas gets a piece of it. So, you know, what are you trying to do here when you got a like a taller guy who's posting you?
I mean, it's kind of easier for me to guard taller guys just because how mobile I am. Like, I can get lower than them most of the time. So, I mean, just get into their body, get low, poke at the ball a little bit, because they're not used to being in situations like this all the time, because most of them are coming from college playing straight center and stuff like that. So, I mean, just getting into their body and stuff, just I feel like it's making it harder on them.
So when you're out there in a situation like this, you're competing, bumping bodies, I see you clapping there, you're getting into it. Are you talk any trash out there?
I mean, if you start talking trash first, but I'm really like a silent guy.
Okay.
Unless, I don't really start nothing or talk that much trash.
Before, you know, we get you out of here, and I appreciate you, you know, taking the time, sitting down with me. If I was, you know, an executive from an NBA team, and we were talking, how would you sell me on Tyler Smith as a prospect, as a guy that we should invest in for our franchise?
For one, you're going to know what you're going to get out of him every practice, every game, even off the court. You don't do too much. Just, you know, knowing his role, knowing what he's good at, not going outside of that unless he works on it outside of the summer. And that's what he needs to do in his role. Unless that's what he needs to do in his role. But I mean, just playing is within his game and just doing whatever he needs to do to help the team win. Because I feel like I'm a player that can help teams win and I can impact, help winning. That's the type of play style I have. So, yeah.
Tyler, I think that you're going to help teams win. I think your skill set is going to be really valuable. And I think a team, you know, is going to be very lucky to have a versatile 6'11 shooter who, you know, can go catch a lob at the square and block a ton of shots too. So I'm looking forward to watching, the rest of your season and the pre-draft process, and then, you know, seeing where you end up next year. So thank you for taking the time and chopping it up with me, man.
Sure. Thank you for having me.